This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you do some of your holiday shopping online, you've probably spent at least some time on Amazon.com, the largest online retailer in the world. Coming up, we'll hear about some seasonal Amazon workers on wheels. But first, the news that Amazon may soon open an office in the Boston-Cambridge area. That would mark the company's first physical presence in Massachusetts. Boston Globe technology columnist Scott Kirshner broke the story online today and came to our studios to talk about it. He says Amazon has put this new venture on the fast track.
Well, it sounds like Amazon's trying to open something by February 1st. And I would imagine it would start pretty small, you know, with a handful of engineers. But they're looking for enough space long term, about 40,000 square feet in Kendall Square, that you could fit 100 to 150 employees. So this is not some small little branch office. This seems like it's a pretty significant outpost for Amazon.
And why would Amazon want to come here? It's based in Washington State, of course.
Yeah, founded in Seattle. I think the reason that they'd come to Cambridge is really all about talent. It's about hiring research scientists who probably come out of MIT and Harvard, and also hiring software developers, which are in many markets in the Bay Area and probably in Seattle. They're just hard to come by.
Up until now, anyone who wanted to work for Amazon basically had to go to Seattle. I imagine then that one benefit of having Amazon here is that all these Boston area tech workers who are excited by the idea of working for an Amazon can stay here and do that potentially.
Yeah, the upside of it is that there's this big brand name that everyone knows. I mean, when you tell your spouse, you tell your mom, like, hey, I'm going to work for Amazon, they know what you're doing, as opposed to I'm going to work for, you know, Acme startup that they've never heard of. So it does have that upside. It's a place for people if they want to have an impact that really is seen in a high profile, in a positive light on the internet. They can go work for Amazon but not have to move to Seattle.
That big name aspect of Amazon that you just talked about. I was speaking earlier today with Kurt Nickisch, WBUR's business and technology reporter, and he said that if he thought Boston had a wish list for the five big companies that it could get here, it would be Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft. Now, if and when Amazon comes, we'll have three of those big five. Does simply having Amazon here give Boston a sort of high-tech street cred, in a sense, that gets us more out from under the shadow of Silicon Valley?
Well, I think to have true street cred, you need to be building your own anchor tenant companies like Amazon's and Apple's. You know, we have some less well-known companies. TripAdvisor just started trading this week as its own company, the travel website.
That we was have founded Akamai. Here in, that were founded here in Boston.
Yeah, founded out in Needham above a pizza shop. You know, we have Akamai, we have EMC, some less well-known names. So I agree with Kurt on the big five. It'd be nice to see Facebook eventually have a presence here just because, you know, there's some number of people that like, hey, I like that company. I'm interested in what they're doing. I want to work on projects for them. And it's nice to have a place for them to go in town without having to go to the West Coast.
Now, we've been talking about all the upsides of Amazon coming. There is a downside, at least for consumers, which is that up till now, if you're in Massachusetts and you buy an item on Amazon, you don't pay sales tax. But Amazon is required to charge sales tax in any state in which it has a significant physical presence. So if Amazon comes here, do we suddenly start paying tax on our items that we buy on Amazon?
I think that's true. But I also think one of the reasons that Amazon may be coming here is that they see federal legislation. There's already a bill in the Senate that would basically force every online retailer to charge sales tax in every state. So I think they see that on the horizon and they're saying, hey, there's no more penalty now for opening up an office in Massachusetts or New York or Texas or Florida, wherever we want to operate. So, you know, it's an upside and a downside. We'll likely wind up paying sales tax online for Amazon and everybody else in a year or two.
And Scott, I assume in general, having Amazon come here is a good thing for the Boston economy.
It's more jobs. It's more of these high-paying, you know, six-figure type software development and research jobs. I don't think there's a glass half-empty way to look at it aside from, you know, this is not going to be a site where you have lots of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000-a-year jobs working in a warehouse or doing logistics stuff. And when I think about what the Massachusetts economy needs, and unfortunately, I think what the whole casino thing was about was like, how do we create jobs for people who don't have PhDs or masters in computer science?
So these are the highly trained, highly educated people who will most likely get these jobs.
Right, which every other Boston company, whether it's Fidelity or whether it's Wayfair, is trying to hire now. You know, everyone wants these software developers.
Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Scott Kirshner is a technology columnist for the Boston Globe.